From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scheer. Will low-wage workers at SeaTac Airport get a raise? A King County judge ruled Friday that the recent $15-an-hour minimum wage law applies to the 1,600 employees at nearby hotels and parking lots, but not to people who work inside the airport. The judge ruled the airport is under the exclusive jurisdiction of the Port of Seattle, does not have to follow city law. Supporters say they'll appeal. Heather Weiner is a spokeswoman for Yes for SeaTac, the group that led the campaign for the $15 minimum wage. Thank you for coming in.
Good afternoon.
When will you appeal?
Tomorrow.
What will your appeal say?
We are appealing to the state Supreme Court, and our lawyers are working on the appeal right now, but it will say that the voters agreed to the entire law, not to part of it, and that included covering 4,700 hardworking people at SeaTac Airport.
But as you know, the judge said SeaTac is a government entity. It's not under the jurisdiction of SeaTac laws. It's its own entity. I guess you could have put the vote to SeaTac workers, but it doesn't quite work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. It's an interesting, you know, there's two interesting issues here, Steve. The first one is, you know, the legal nuances. And as a recovering lawyer, let me just say it as simply as I possibly can, which is, are you in a right-free zone? Is the Port of Seattle a legal island? And the port and its largest tenant are now arguing that, yes, they are a legal island, and they get to make their own decisions. We have seen from the state Supreme Court that they have ruled previously that governmental entities like the port that are limited purpose, like, let's say, a school district or a fire district, they are not autonomous, and they still have to comply with county or city rules.
Is that right? There have been rulings by the court to address just this division of labor, let's call it.
Well, division of jurisdiction. You know, what's interesting, I've been working on port issues for many years. I've been in here before talking about port trucking issues and air pollution. And what the Port of Seattle has long told us is that they are a limited purpose government whose sole purpose is to be a landlord, whether that's a landlord for the terminal operators down at the maritime port or a landlord for airlines like Alaska Airlines, and that they do not set air pollution or employee, not even their own employee, but they just don't set any kind of workplace standards. That is up to other governmental entities, whether it's, you know, the county or the city. They pay, you know, people who are at pay money to, let's say, rental car agencies. The rental car agencies pay a fee to the city of SeaTac. They are part of the city of SeaTac right there.
So that's the argument you guys are going to make. Now, the port, we tried to talk to the port, some of the port commissioners today. They said the port has never taken a position on the merits of the initiative, and we continue to believe that we have exclusive authority to operate SeaTac Airport, and they, quote, look forward to a thoughtful public discussion with workers, initiative advocates, and airport tenants in 2014. Has this thoughtful discussion already been happening?
Yeah, this discussion has been happening at Port Commission hearings for years. And in fact, the state legislature even suggested coming in and setting some rules for concession workers, meaning the people who do retail work at the airport. And the Port of Seattle Commission sent a letter opposing that legislation. So we've had this discussion for many years, and the Port of Seattle has taken what I think is kind of a political flip-flop, going from saying, we're hands-off, this isn't our business, we're just a landlord, to now taking the position of their largest tenant, which is Alaska Airlines.
What happens to the workers inside the airport right now, in between the time when the law has been established and the appeal process takes place?
Well, for 1,600 people who work at the hotels and large park and ride areas and the shuttle companies, they get a raise come January 1st. They also get tip protection and up to six and a half days of paid sick leave, which is very important, particularly at hotels. For the 4,700 people who are cleaning the cabins of the airplanes, moving the bags, fueling the airplanes right now, those people are in limbo. And it is very possible that if our state Supreme Court upholds Prop 1, that those employers will owe back wages to those employees, back paid sick days, and other benefits that they had not been paying up to date.
Because the law is supposed to go into effect
January 1st, just because a county judge gives her opinion that it isn't legal does not mean that it actually isn't legal.
All right. There's a lot more to talk about. We'll keep tracking this with you. The appeal is filed tomorrow.
The appeal will be filed tomorrow.
Heather Weiner is spokesperson spokesperson for the Yes for SeaTac campaign, the group that led the campaign for the $15 minimum wage. This is The Record.